Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, what's going on? This is Al. Appreciate you guys tuning in to Manifestation Mondays. You know, right now we got we got 6 people on Facebook, we got 10 on Twitter, and 8 on Instagram. So I think that's about 20, almost 30 people on the call. So I appreciate you guys listening in. You guys can check out the website, you know, howtochangemylife.org. You know, we appreciate you guys tuning in. You know, I know a lot of you getting off work right now, and some of you guys didn't go to work today. That's all right. But we actually got a story today from one of my friends, actually. He's a successful real estate broker here in the Houston area, and he's also a Christian as well. And he actually wanted to share his story today about manifestation, you know, about testimonies. So if you guys want to call in and ask any questions, you know, you can, but just try to give him a chance to get his story out. And I'll be asking some questions as well and taking some notes from some of his testimonies. So, you know, that's what the show is about, you know, Manifestation Mondays. I just started this where we're just reaching out to people, you know, getting their stories of manifestation so you can be inspired and, you know, have your own story as well, or to help you get through whatever you're trying to achieve right now. So, so yeah, you can take it away, Andre.
All right. Hello, people. What's going on? My name is Andre Notice. I'm actually, as you said, a real estate agent out here in the Houston area. And it's been quite a while now that I actually have had an opportunity to express and let people know what God has done for me in my past, in my life. Coming up, you know, we always make a lot of, you know, silly mistakes and do things to benefit ourselves when in actuality it's not really benefiting us. So I'm going to go ahead and get right into it and explain what happened in my life. Going back, starting high school, I actually, in about 98, and when I started, my focus wasn't right. I was going to a school out here in Houston. A lot of people kind of call it a club because it's known for a lot of, you know, promiscuity and a lot of acts going on that weren't really around academics. And my whole life, I've always been, you know, scared or nervous to talk to attractive women. But when I started high school in ninth grade, something changed where I wasn't scared anymore. And I used that opportunity to allow myself to lose focus and get into what it is that I was curious about, which was the opposite sex, you know, other women. So in doing so, I actually had a lot of time to where instead of me focusing on what I should be doing in school, I was more concerned with learning more about women and what they had to offer and what they could do for me.
Yeah.
And going through this time, it was actually, I was a freshman in high school, first year of high school, so I was actually doing quite a bit. And while I was in school, I actually had, I was moving back and forth. I was in a transition. And I found myself constantly running into very attractive women. I didn't care if they were, you know, sophomores, juniors, seniors. It didn't matter to me. If I thought they were attractive, I was going to say something. I was going to let them know. And I got a lot of attention from it. And in short terms, what actually ended up happening is I had a when I looked back at what was going on while I was getting my report cards,
yeah,
I wasn't very focused. And if you would have put, I had 7 classes at the time, and if you would have put my grades all together from all 7 classes together, you might have got 100 maybe. So I was making 25s and 30s on each course just from simply not doing any work. I was always in the principal's office. You know, I wasn't focused. and I didn't really think much of it. Well, needless to say, after a few months of this went by, it was by the grace of God that he actually moved me out of that environment, and he placed me in another school. And although the environment changed, my mentality didn't. And because my mentality didn't change, I found myself doing the same thing in the new school that I was doing in the previous school. And it was even easier because I had more attention because, you know, everybody wants the new kid that just came to the school. So I remember one day, vividly coming home off the school bus, and I had another friend with me, and I had showed him my report card, and the only class or course that I had actually passed was athletics. And I was actually laughing about this. And I didn't realize what I was doing. I didn't realize I was destroying my life. I didn't know what I was doing. It didn't really hit me. Well, the school year ended, and this is when it actually hit me. It's the first day of school, my second year in high school. And first day of school, I get off the school bus. They have four tables set up, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior. I go over to the sophomore table to get my class schedule for the first semester. And the woman says, "What's your name?" I said, "Andre Notice." And she said, "How do you spell your last name?" I said, "N-O-T, N-O-T. She looked, and it wasn't. She kept on looking. She said, "N-O-T, I'm sorry, you're not here." And the moment she said, "I don't see your name here," I knew what had happened. And my heart dropped. And right after my heart dropped, she said, "You may want to check the freshman table."
Uh-oh.
Man, reality hit me hard. And sure enough, I went to the freshman table, and my name was there. I had flunked the ninth grade. And it hit me like a ton of bricks. And I couldn't believe everything that I had done the previous year hit me all at once. All the playing around, all the talking, all the messing around. Although I wasn't having sex with these young ladies, I was on the phone. I was always, you know, engaging in different activities. So this happened. After reality hit me, I didn't know what I was going to do. Again, God stepped in, and I had an idea to go to the principal's office to see what could be done. And he placed someone at the school who was one of the counselors there. And he sat down. He had a meeting with me, told me what needed to be done. And I had to sacrifice. Growing up, I always loved basketball. And I had to sacrifice basketball to do what needed to be done for me to catch up to my original class. It took a lot of sacrifice. It took a lot of everything. But I envisioned myself catching back up. I envisioned myself being where I was supposed to be versus where I was. You know, I spoke it into existence. I kept believing and having faith that I am here. Even though it looks like I'm here, I'm really not here.
Yeah.
And I kept that mentality up. And what I end up having to do was not only did I have to sacrifice and giving up playing basketball for the school in order for me to get the credits that I need to catch back up to my original class, I actually had to get a job and take what they call a co-op classes, and that would give me the extra credit. So here I am, second year man in high school, working a job and going to school, not really having any time for leisure or playtime.
So let me ask you this. You said you imagined and you spoke into existence. So what were you actually doing when you was imagining and trying to speak into existence, catching up to your right grade?
I wouldn't accept no for an answer. I had this mentality that I was going to accomplish this goal. And I didn't really know what I was doing at the time. You know, I didn't like sit in the room and visualize, but I did see myself walking across the stage with my original classmates that I came to school with. And as time went on, I remember there was a couple of classmates that came in the year after me. They thought that I would be graduating with them. I said, no, I'm not graduating with you. I'll be graduating a year before you. And they didn't believe me. But I knew what was going on. And I kept fighting. I kept pushing. I wasn't making the best grades, but I was doing what was necessary. And it ended up, I actually finished my last year in high school averaging all my school my scores with A's and B's. Needless to say, in short, I did catch back up, and I did graduate on time, and my goal was realized as reality.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So were you doing a lot of praying, or so if somebody else is going through a similar situation like that right now where they may not be in school, but it may be, you know, they may have woken up to a reality that they didn't even know existed. Like when you was at the table, you know, you thought you was in the right grade, and they said no, and you realized that you flunked. So what advice would you give to people based on how you made it out of that? You know, if they
never accept a negative mentality, never accept anything that's negative, anything that you don't want in your life. Never accept it. You can go to the doctor, and a doctor can tell you that you have such and such. Don't accept it. Because the moment you accept it is the moment that you actually do have it. Our minds are very powerful. And you can actually put yourself into a state of realizing what somebody else calls to be true. I didn't accept what others said that was negative. I just kept my goal in mind and stayed focused with what I needed to be doing. And it worked. It worked out for me.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, it goes back to, like I always talk about in the Bible, you know, it says, let the weak say I'm strong. You know, and so I was listening to a pastor. He was talking about that whole scripture, and he was saying, why did God say, you know, say I'm strong instead of act like I'm strong or think like I'm strong? Because it's power in our words, and actually, you being weak is actually a lie, you know, so that's why he wanted us to speak into existence, you know, that we are strong. So it's not denying that we're, the person is weak, but you speaking into existence like you did in that scenario, so yes, indeed.
Yeah, man, definitely. There's a lot to be said about, if people only understood the power that they have through their own words and through their own mind, it would change a lot of outcomes. We just really need to sit and think about some of the things that come out of our mind and some of the things that come out of our mouth. I mean, the word says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So before it actually comes out of your mouth and comes off your tongue, it was in your heart first. So we just need to learn how to change our heart to where it should be. And if we don't do that intentionally, it'll be done for us through our outer experiences or even through other people.
So how does that experience that you went through in high school, how does that help you out in today's life, you know, today's circumstances? And
well, it puts me in a mindset of knowing, excuse the background, I'm actually outside of nature. I actually love, it taught me that I can do anything that I put my mind to. You know, scripture that says that I can do all things through Christ, which gives me strength. You know, it taught me that if I wanted it bad enough and I focused on it, I could achieve it. That was the main thing.
Okay. Now let me ask you a question, because this is an interesting topic. So you just said, with you being a Christian, if you wanted something bad enough and you focused on it, that you could achieve it. But see, what do you have to say to some people that says, well, if it's God's will, you know, if it's God's will, then I'll get that. And then if they don't get it, then they say, oh, it wasn't God's will. So do you believe it was God's will, or they just didn't go after it hard enough? You see what I'm saying? You see the thin line?
I battled with that myself. And my personal belief, I've come to the realization that, see, God wants us to be abundant. So a lot of the things that we want, will we get it? Sometimes I think it's a combination of a couple of things. Number one, if he didn't give it to you, it could be that, number one, there's a verse that says, you ask and don't receive because you ask with bad intentions. That's in the book of James. So I believe that you didn't get it because you weren't ready for it. Or you didn't get it because your faith wasn't strong enough. Or it could be that it wasn't in his will. At the same time, if you never reached for it, if you never asked for it, if you never actually went to work for it, you wouldn't get it anyway. So what is the hurt in trying? You know, if we were made to be abundant, if we were made from a God that is abundant, that is rich, that is a king, and we have that, he's passed that inheritance down to us, why wouldn't we be able to receive what he has for us? If I have a son, and my son, I love my son. My son lives with me. Anything that I have is also my son. Some things he'll give me, some things I'll give him because of my grace. Some things he may have to ask me for. I don't know everything that he wants unless he says it. Even though God knows what we want, we have to confess with our own mouth. So it's a combination of a few things, but you still have to go out there and do the work itself. And our level of understanding of faith is so subpar that we have to learn how to really have more faith, faith that goes beyond just the conscious level of understanding of faith.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, man, well, yeah, I appreciate you sharing that story. If you didn't have any more stories to share, then I'll go ahead and end the call unless you had another story that you want to share.
That's all I have, man. Any other time that you'd like to have me, just let me know, man. I'm always there to share a testimony or do what I can, man. But I just want to encourage people, man, don't focus on the negative. Just do what you need to do. Focus on the positive and write it down, you know. You know, the word says to write a vision and make it plain, that the one who reads it may run. So you got to be able to write it down and see it clearly. And you remember that it all starts with your mind.
Yes, indeed. Well, yeah, I appreciate you sharing that. And you guys know you can go to the website, howtochangemylife.org. We always post the shows on there. And it'll be on the fan page as well. So this is Al. You know, Manifestation Mondays, hashtag Al Weekly. I appreciate you guys listening in. I appreciate you guys, joining the email list as well. And I personally appreciate the personal text messages and emails from you guys, you know, letting us know we should continue to do the show. So I appreciate you guys. So you guys enjoy the rest of your Monday. This is Al, and this is Andre Notice. You guys can find him on Facebook. Was it facebook.com/AndreNotice or?
A Notice, the letter A, and then Notice, NOTICE.
Yeah. So if you guys in the Houston area, you need to go at him as a friend and get your house sold. Or if you're looking for a house or a property to get sold, you know, you guys can add him as a friend. So you guys enjoy the rest of your Monday. And this is Al signing out. Appreciate you guys listening in. I love y'all. All right.